Welcome to the Building Better Workflows podcast. I am so delighted that you're here and made time to listen. I'm Dr. Leah Gugino, a primary care pediatrician, mental health warrior, and you might know me as the host of the Pediatric Meltdown podcast. In this limited series, we will explore better ways to integrate mental health care into your setting. So get your pen and paper ready for a practice makeover. Hey, listeners, welcome to this limited series, Pediatric Mental Health, Building Better Workflows, and I'm delighted you're here. I hope that you're a fan and regular listener to the Pediatric Meltdown podcast and have listened to and been inspired by the guest interviews. This series, Building Better Workflows, is designed to really help you transform your practice. I think back to kids who sat in emergency rooms unnecessarily, who had suicidal ideation, but I didn't know how to ask the right questions. I didn't know a process to assess risk. And once I learned how to do that, I became a better clinician. So I want to share that with you and so much more. This series is all about reflection and inspiration, things that I learned along the way, challenges, barriers, and yes, even the mistakes I made. Attending to our kids' mental health is really uber hard. I don't think that there's any other way to say that, to sit in that hard emotional place. It's not a quick fix. You know, you wish you could write a prescription for amoxicillin for strep throat and it would be all better. And, you know, this takes time. These are chronic issues. These are deep-seated and they're complex. And there are ways to become more efficient. And I think to do a deeper dive, but being mindful of what your limits are, what your resources look like. So I want to make your journey a bit easier. All this to say that in this limited series, there will be several podcasts that are brief little chunks of information to help you begin to think about how to change the way you do things, how to implement new screening tools, how to make sure that you have a crisis mental health policy, process, and procedure in place, and that your staff knows what to do when those calls come in, or that your partners know all of the options that they have and tools and resources that can make your life easier, ways to gather with partners in the community and build those relationships so that you're not doing this alone. Every pediatric clinician, pediatrician, family medicine physician, nurse practitioner, PA, anyone who provides care for children needs to be savvy about mental health care. I mean, there's just no choice. This is what kids need. Primary care is a key entry point for children and teens that have mental and behavioral health concerns, and we need to be the experts in the assessment and management of common mental health disorders, including ADHD, which I think most pediatricians are pretty good at, but there's some nuances because it's rarely just ADHD on its own. It's usually comorbid with something. Anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, eating disorders, autism, spectrum disorders, OCD, aggression, and more. I don't need to wax poetic about the rising needs and crisis in mental health. You guys know, you see it all day, every day. But I do want to share how to transform your practice. This is not about doing it all alone at all. In fact, I don't think you can do it well if you don't have partners. But you have to get creative as to where those partners are, what's available in your locale, what's available via telemedicine, and who knew that that was going to be an option. It's all about mindset, workflow, collaboration, and then again, building those resource lists that are available to you locally. So today, it's about committing to change, and this commitment must come from the physicians who drive exceptional patient care. You must have physician leadership, because if there's not buy-in from the physicians, it's going to be very difficult to convince your staff and others that you are serious about implementing change. One of the ways to do that is to identify champions. One of the champions must be a physician. You can create a behavioral health team, and the folks that I think are important to be on that is I would have another clinician lead along with the primary lead. So that could be another physician, a nurse practitioner, PA. Include clinical staff, and that can be your RNs or MAs. Maybe you have a clinical nurse coordinator. Clerical staff, because they're at the front lines answering the phones, greeting folks at the front desk. And mental health providers, if you're lucky enough to have them. And you can begin to think about what it might look like to have integrated behavioral health in your practice. The other thing is you can assemble a family parent focus group to help inform what you're doing. Is your office user friendly? Because ultimately, that's who we serve. And we want them to weigh in on our transformation to make sure that we are meeting their needs. You may be surprised about what matters most to families. I one time had a panel of youth, and we were talking about mental health issues. And I said, when you come to the doctor's office, what is your experience like? What would you want to change? And this one young man who had struggled with depression and some really complicated issues said, I really wish they would just look me in the eye and call me by name. And I just thought, man, the bar is really low. I mean, we have to step up. I really had to step back and reflect that we are missing the mark on how we can connect with our teens and families, because sometimes we're just so caught up in the documentation, the busyness, the boxes to check. So for those who are wanting more, please go to the website, pediatricmeltdown.com, and there you can access the companion Building Better Workflows workbook. I've spent a lot of time putting it together, thinking about what would be most helpful. So there's examples, there's templates, there's scripting. So for a fee, it is available to you, and you can use this along with the podcast episodes to really think about how you want to make change, how you want to monitor the change. And if you want even more, please give me a call. I will be offering discovery calls. So a discovery call, you can just reach out, we'll set up an appointment, and we'll talk about what your pain points are. How can I help you think differently about how to do this work? And if you'd like more, I have one-on-one consultations. So there's all kinds of things that we can do together to make the workflow better and to really provide better patient care, because ultimately that's why we do this work, because we care about kids. So thank you so much for joining me for this first episode. And again, on the discovery call, I'm happy to chat with you about my own experiences and some missteps. And we can do a deep dive into practice transformation. You can email me at pediatricmeltdown@gmail.com or go to the pediatricmeltdown.com website for links to this new podcast and download your companion workbook. Thanks so much, and please join me for the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode was helpful as you think about ways to transform mental health care for your patients. The work is challenging, but our kids need us now more than ever. Be the one to listen, to offer hope, and to make a difference. Click on the link in the show notes or head over to the pediatricmeltdown.com site for a free downloadable worksheet and a training PowerPoint to lead your staff through managing crisis calls. You can also download the Building Better Workflows workbook, a companion to the podcast, with all the tools and resources you will need to redesign your workflows. Let's take it to the next level.